Mark, the question I have is really a personal one. I guess for me, sometimes, some days I'll be going along just great, get done with my Bible study, everything's good, walking with God, loving life, and all of a sudden these thoughts come in. You know, you're really a bad person, and you're not forgiven, and you're not really sober because you forgot about when you used, even though you can't figure, and you feel guilty, at least I do, and you don't know where that comes from. Is there a possibility that's a satanic attack?
Well, sure. And I like the way you phrase that. Is it a possibility that that is a satanic attack?
Well, I could be nuts, too, and we don't want to go down that road.
We'll talk about that later, okay. Maybe, all right? But, seriously, though, you would say it could be something psychological.
Okay.
That this is, as I'm not a psychologist, but what I understand of certain psychological disorders, one of the key tip-offs is to be hearing voices. And that's when you treat someone psychologically for schizophrenia, I think it is.
Correct.
It's one of the key tests of schizophrenia is hearing voices. So it might be psychological. It might be physical, and one of your friends is having a good time with you in the other room, and they've planted a speaker in the room to make you really creep out, and so you think you hear this voice. I'm only half kidding with that. You know,
sure.
People do pranks, and it goes crazy on them. So it could be spiritual, psychological, physical. There's lots of possibilities, and we have to keep the door open to this. I think many of your listeners probably here have had this kind of thing. Have you had it, Bill? Where I remember I would be walking across the Mississippi Bridge from the east bank to the west bank at the University of Minnesota, and I'd have this dopey voice in my head saying, jump, you know, jump. And I'm a relatively happy guy. I'm not struggling with anything any more than anybody else, but it's like, where did that come from? Like, talk about Planet 7 that just came out of. Well, I'm open to say that's a satanic attack potentially there. And so what I do is I cover my bets, George, to say Jesus is the Lord of all, and the demons tremble at his authority. And so that type of thing happens, and I just pray a little prayer and say, Jesus, if this is some demon trying to get at me, take care of them for me, would you? You're the Lord, and these demons flee from you. And so I just cover it, and most of the time, that's the end of it.